Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, it's looking like we might have another little series coming our way because I'm having all these ideas. I don't know if it's the change of seasons. I know if it's the new me at 56. I don't know what it is. Okay, we don't have a name for it yet, but I want to... I think we could name it this whole phrase, and here's what it is. Something random that I need to share that might not make a difference to you at all.
I know exactly what I'm going
to
share.
Something random I need to share that might not make a difference to you at all.
This is literally the epitome of my life, because I am full of useless knowledge, but I do like to share it with people.
Okay, all right, you go first.
My wife makes fun of me because... I'm the kind of person that watches a movie with like IMDb and Wikipedia open, and I'm reading what were they in and what did they do and where did they come from and who's their dad.
Yeah.
Like, did you know? This is not my thing.
Okay.
But this came out of this. Did you know that Maya Rudolph, SNL performer, do you know who her mom is?
No.
Her mom is Minnie, the singer. Minnie, she sang the song, you know, loving you is easy, cousin.
Didn't know that. Did you know that Billie Eilish, is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, that her middle name is Pirate?
I didn't know that.
Because her brother, Phineas, who writes music with her, it's her older brother, when she was born, he wanted to call her Pirate. So they made her middle name Pirate.
That's interesting. Is that actually what you were going to share?
No.
Okay. That wasn't my real one either. Okay. Here's my real one.
Okay.
This happened a couple months ago, and Mallory teases me about it. Okay. So are you familiar with the singer Linda Ronstadt?
Yes.
So Linda... that's a little smidge before my time.
Yes.
Linda Ronstadt sang hits such as Blue Bayou.
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite, You're No Good, You're No Good, You're No Good, Baby, You're No Good. When Will I Be Loved? Do you remember that song? I've Been Cheated. And then here's one of her famous duets is I Don't Know Much, But I Know I Love You.
Yeah, that's
and
a
she
good
sang that
one.
With Aaron Neville. Did you know she has multiple sclerosis, and it has affected her vocal cords,
Aww.
And she is having a hard time singing.
That's actually really sad.
I know. You know, one of my favorite shows, this is going to show people how much of a nerd I actually am. One of my favorite shows is CBS Sunday Mornings, because they do like little mini documentaries, like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a clip of that on Instagram. And, you know, sometimes things just spark my interest and I'll be in a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
This happened a couple months ago with this. And I woke up the next morning and Mallory was like, oh, you were up late. I said, yeah, did you know about Linda Ronstadt? And she was like, what? What?
Aww.
And I said, it's just so sad. But I went on a little bit of a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So if you didn't know, there is actually a great little clip on CBS Sunday Morning about Linda Ronstadt.
Mine, something random I need to share that might not make a difference to you at all. Mine is this. We live on a country road.
You do.
A very common country road. We have a few Cape Cods, maybe a split level or two,
mm-hmm.
a couple ranches, our little farmhouse. We're surrounded by a very large farm. We live on a country road. Now, I'm not going to say the name of the country road because I don't want to out my new neighbors because I'm getting ready to have some new neighbors just down the road that are building a 20,000 square foot house.
Whoa.
They just finished the guest house with all these garages. And I went ahead and drove back there because, you know, that's what nosy neighbors do. Now, you could call me nosy or you could just say I was scoping out the new neighbors so that when I take them a plate of cookies, I know which driveway to go down.
That's funny.
So I went all the way back to where they're building their house. I mean, we're just a common road, like salt and peppered with just
sweet,
you know, sweet middle class homes. And I mean, who is this Yahoo?
Listen,
like what do you
we
do?
Might find them.
Listen, what do you do? I'm going to ask them when I meet them. What do you do with 20,000 square feet?
Yeah,
like I know I've heard that they're going to be a bowling alley. I hope that they have bowling alley.
What? Is this just who are you hearing this from?
Well, my husband Dee.
Okay. On the Amish party line?
Well, you know, he's connected with builders because of his business.
It's true.
So, but what I want to say is new neighbors, if you are listening, could we have a bowling party sometime?
Yeah.
Like maybe on a Friday night.
Or maybe just a tour.
Like maybe it could be like housewarming bowling party that you host. Now I could bring the cookies.
I'll bring something.
Yeah.
I'm good at dips.
And I just think it could be fun. So sure. I just want to go ahead and invite myself to your housewarming party that you're going to throw on your behalf.
Love it.
So we can bowl. Okay.
Love it.
All right.
Okay. That's my good day. Let me tell you about my good day.
Okay.
A couple of weeks, maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe. I'm still thinking about it. It's a good one.
Okay.
Is Mallory won, not the lottery, but a ticket lottery for a theater in Cleveland in Playhouse Square.
Okay.
And we got to see a show for cheap.
Okay.
They were good seats. They weren't great seats, but they were $30 a ticket.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And when they don't sell out seats,
it's about what a movie. It's about what a movie costs these days.
Tell me about the economy. it was so fun because you have to you get picked for the lottery and you have to buy them within 2 hours. So 2 hours, she texted her mom like, "Hey, could you watch the kids?" We drove up to Cleveland.
Spontaneous.
It was so fun.
Did her mom come here to watch the kids?
Yeah, she spent the night.
Oh, that's so nice.
We went and ate at one of our restaurants that we love in Medina, Sweet Mango. Sweet Mango.
If you are listening,
go to Sweet Mango in Medina. We like the crazy noodles.
Oh,
one star heat.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
And we saw Mean Girls.
Oh.
It wasn't my favorite, but you know what? Here's the thing.
For $30.
It's so fun to get to a show.
Right.
It's so fun.
I think it's good for our brains.
I totally agree.
You want to hear my good day?
Yes.
My good day. If you follow me on Instagram, you know what my good day is. You know what it was recently. And I can't even believe that you aren't calling it, that you don't know.
Well, I probably could.
Okay. What do you think it is?
Well, I'm assuming it's Teddy's
engagement.
Engagement
day. Our oldest son.
Tell us all about it.
Got engaged just recently. And we are so thrilled. We are so happy. If you go to my Instagram, at Leah Miller, I made a post about it. And we could not be more just ecstatic about our daughter-in-law. And she actually is already introducing me as her mother-in-law. And I love that. And you know, here's the thing. When you're raising your children, you're in the thick of it and your kids are young, you have these moments where you think about one day they're going to grow up and get married, or one day they're going to grow up and get engaged, one day they're going to grow up and graduate from college. And you have all these thoughts that, you know, just kind of flutter through your mind.
Yeah.
But then when the day comes and it all rolls out, everything was just so picturesque and so perfect, and the weather was perfect, and we had bonfires and
I love that
cheeseburger soup, and Teddy kind of requested what he'd like to have when everybody, you know, was back at the house, when she, you know, because she was totally surprised.
Oh,
and
I love
it was
that.
Just really great. It was my great, it was not just a good day, it was just a fantastic, great, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day.
So you guys are in the mode where now you're probably thinking about weddings and
I'm a mother of the groom. So I just told her mom, because her mom is also a designer and so unbelievably talented, and she's looking at places. I'm like, just tell me what to do. Just, I mean, you know, tell me what etiquette is saying, what I'm supposed to do. Tell me what we're supposed
to show up with maple cream sticks.
What are we supposed to do? Yeah. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Yeah.
So
she'll
ask.
I'm sure she'll say like something with food.
Yeah, she's great.
Something like that. That's so awesome.
I know. It's a great day.
So today we wanted to talk a little bit about weddings, because we got wedding on the mind.
Yes,
and you went to a beautiful wedding Sunday.
This past Sunday, I went to an incredible wedding, an incredible venue, 1885, if you are listening, 1885 Farms in like the Canton area.
Yeah.
I was so impressed. It was so beautiful. It was the first eight-sided barn built in Ohio.
Wow.
And they moved it to this location. And of course, our fellow Amishmen rebuilt it. And it is just a gorgeous venue. It was That's so awesome. Fun. We had so it much
was,
fun.
So it was, just for everybody's context, it was one of your Breakfast Club friends' mm-hmm. sons.
Wilma. Sometimes we Wilma. Talk about Wilma.
Yeah, Wilma. She's a counselor.
Counselor.
Wilma. And who is also related to our friend Mel.
Yes.
Who was also at the wedding. Yes. So I loved the pictures you took. It was beautiful.
This was Wilma's oldest son, Will. And he married a lovely girl by the name of Jaden. And it was just very, very precious.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about weddings.
Okay.
Because we've never talked about weddings Mm-mm, before.
Never.
I'm not necessarily a big wedding guy.
Okay.
But I did do a little research because I think it's interesting. Do you guess this right now? Actually, I should say in 2023.
Okay.
What is the average cost of a wedding in America?
In 2023. Last year? Average cost is $21,000.
Higher.
$31,000.
Higher.
$51,000?
That's too high. $35,000 is the average cost of a wedding.
Wow.
And the wedding industry is a $70 billion industry between dresses.
Oh, wait, 70 what?
Billion dollar industry.
Not a year. Just a $70 like billion dollar overall.
Yes.
Okay, the industry. Wow.
But between
That's
photographers
insane.
And dresses and venues and food and videographers
all
and
it.
All the things.
Yep.
That's a huge industry. I think something that's really interesting is the trends that are with weddings.
Totally.
So I did a little research about that.
Okay.
And also some of the traditions. But I want you to share something you shared with me that, you know, as you look at a wedding, why are weddings so meaningful to you?
Well, I just think it's just the beginning of it's a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new start and a new beginning for two people who are totally madly in love. And I love that weddings bring people together.
Mm.
Now, some people might not like that. depending on the people that you bring together.
Yeah, seriously.
But I have some favorite parts of weddings. One of my favorite things at a wedding, and I can tell you who my, so far to date, my favorite groom. So I love to look
at... Well, that's awkward because you were at my wedding.
I love to look... Well, just wait. I love to look at the groom when the bride comes down the aisle. Mm. I love to look at the groom's face.
Yeah.
And there is one particular groom that I will never forget it.
Yeah.
I actually let out a little sob because it was just the most precious thing I've ever seen. It was Reese Landers. Your sister's husband, when she was coming down the aisle, was part sobbing, part laughing.
Yeah.
So he would laugh sob. And it was just the most, it was the most precious thing because he was so happy and overwhelmed that his emotions were just like a
Everywhere.
Little unhinged.
Yeah.
And I just, it was the most precious thing. I'll never forget it. In that barn with
so
the white
precious.
Drapes. And he was watching her and he was like laugh sobbing. It was so sweet. So
I
sweet.
Love that.
I love watching the groom. I also love toast. I love the toasting. I love a good toast.
You know who did a good toast? Disney Danielle did a really good toast at my wedding. It was so good.
I'm sorry, Disney Danielle. I don't remember
That's okay.
it, but I'm sure it was amazing.
It was great.
But the one that I remember right now is the one from this past Sunday because this kid got up and talked about knowing Will since kindergarten.
Mm.
And he just, you know, he reminisced. And then he said, everyone should have a friend like Will.
I love that.
And that just... I look over at Wilma and I had not seen Wilma like really cry the whole evening and she just started to bawl because what a thing to say about your child.
Yeah. I think I love weddings because they're hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about,
and
overall. Now I'm like 12 years into this thing called marriage and Mallory and I have been through some really hard stuff in our life with parents dying and medical things with our kids and all that stuff. And just the value that I have for her has changed and grown.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're getting married and now as a person that's been married for 12 years, when you go to weddings, there's such an an anticipation of hope.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true.
And of future and of looking ahead.
And they're so fun. The dance floor.
Yes.
Oh, I love a good bride and groom dance.
Yes.
Like when they're dancing and jumping up and down to like Pitbull.
Well, of
and,
course you know, would say
well,
that.
Well, they're dancing and jumping up and down and sweating and they've got the glow sticks and they're screaming lyrics at each other. I just love it. I love it. I love it.
So I am a crier. Yeah. I don't know if you know this story. You might know this story. I am a crier.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know if you know I'm a crier. And I was
no, I know you know I'm a crier. So Mallory and I, we did not court very long.
No.
So we met in February and we were engaged in May. And then I believe in June of the same year, we went to a wedding for, you know, Jimmy and Andrea. Hopper.
Yes. Where do they live now?
They live in Northeast Ohio.
Okay.
So Jimmy and Andrea Hopple, this was like all of Mallory's friends post grad school. They're an awesome group of people. So our friend Kat's part of that group.
Wait,
our
was
friend
this the
Emily.
First time that you met some of Mallory's
yes.
friends?
Yes.
This is so. The, yes.
So this is the sweet part. So our friend Emily, was there as well. And the day of the wedding, Emily had texted Mallory or me or somehow and said, I would like some alone time with Matt to talk to him, to kind of vet him.
Oh,
so we did that, which was
that.
Really
yeah.
sweet. It was the first time I had ever met her because she lived out of town.
I love that. Emily is also another one of our friends that it's a clinical counselor.
Yes, who was in our wedding. And then also the first, that would have been the first time I ever met Destry and Aaron. So Destry is a good friend of ours who's also a clinical counselor. So we all kind of met at this
Kat,
wedding.
Right?
Yeah. No, I had met Kat before because
okay.
Mallory was living with her.
Also a clinical counselor.
So we go to this. So I get vetted by Emily and we go to this wedding and we sit in this beautiful chapel and we're just sitting in a row with Mallory's friends.
Okay.
And the wedding starts and our friend Aaron is doing the wedding and he's a great speaker too.
Yes.
And
very, you know, very heartfelt.
Yes.
Person.
And I'm in the mode of thinking I'm going to marry the girl sitting next to me.
Yes,
you know,
we
had just been
yes,
dating, but yes. we knew we were going to get married. Yes. And so
you were engaged at that point though.
Yes, we would have been engaged. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So we're sitting there and we're just listening to the wedding and I start crying. Like a lot.
And you don't even really know them that well.
I had never met Jimmy and Andrea at this point because we didn't hang out before their wedding necessarily. Well, maybe we did. No, I had met them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But I didn't know
them.
It must
be a childhood friend.
Yeah.
Jimmy's.
And so Mallory is sitting next to me and she's like, and Mallory's not crying. Mallory's like, oh my gosh.
What's going on?
This boyfriend of mine is crying. My fiance is crying. She didn't have any tissues with her. So she's asking her friends down the aisle if they could pass down tissues for her fiance crying at a wedding of people he didn't know. But I think for me, why I bring that up and what I think about with that story is there's so much hope in a wedding. And so much joy.
And so much love.
And so much obvious. Yeah. Yes. Love. And there are so many parts of a wedding that are symbolic that I love that part.
Yeah.
I actually did a little research on some of the symbols
of
the wedding. So do you know the phrase something, something?
Yeah, something borrowed, something blue, something old, something new.
Yep, not in that order, but yes, that's right. So something old, do you know what that symbolizes?
No.
It symbolizes the bride's connection to her past and her family.
That's awesome.
Something new represents optimism and hope for her future. Something borrowed, I didn't know this one. It symbolizes borrowing happiness from a happily married friend or family member.
Aww.
And then something blue, the color blue is a symbol of purity and love.
Aww,
and I think
love
that's
that.
Really sweet.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sure you can get this one. But the tradition of a father walking the bride down the aisle. Now, we know that that's not always the case for everybody.
Right.
But that's kind of where the tradition started.
Right.
I'm sure you can figure out what that symbolizes.
Is it with our faith?
Not necessarily.
No.
Mm-mm. So it's just really the father. It's a symbol of transferring
the care for the
wife.
Yeah. Like I've
for
cared for her up until now.
Yes.
Now I'm handing her over to you to care for.
Let's see. There's a couple other ones. Rings are like eternal. It's a circle.
Yes, yes.
But also our fingers were also shaped like that. So I don't know. Like, did they ever think we should do a triangle ring? I don't think so.
At Jaden and Will's wedding, they did this cute little pinky swear thing.
Oh, that's
where
cool.
Where they locked pinkies and they said something together. They said it was to me, it sounded like a version of vows.
Yeah.
But it's like, I pinky swear, or I pinky promise. That's what it was. I pinky promise. And they said it together. I pinky promise. Da, 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 da. And it was, and then at the very end, they had their pinkies locked and both kissed their fists.
That's
it was
really cute.
Just so cute.
That's really cute. The wedding cake is a symbol of good luck. Didn't know that.
Well, the wedding cake is a symbol of, yes, this is a good idea. It's an extravagant dessert for everybody to enjoy at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the bouquet toss.
I love a good wedding cake.
I think that's really cute when they toss the bouquet. Yeah. Now, I also, there are some wedding traditions, and listen, if you're listening, it's okay if you did this, but there are some that people are saying it's time to retire these.
Okay.
Can you think of any that
the garter?
Yes. Have you ever been to a wedding where you felt like the garter thing was a little uncomfortable?
A little awkward. Yes. I've been to it where like the groom takes his teeth and
puts his head under the dress.
I'm not here for that. I
don't
know. Do you know why it started? Did it tell you why or the reason it started? Because
it's the same tradition as throwing the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
So he throws it to the men.
Okay.
For the single men that they would have good luck to get married.
I don't even really know people now. Recently, I don't know people who have wear garters to a wedding.
I'm sure it's still a tradition. It just feels really strange for me to have this really beautiful ceremony and everything, and then it feels.
It just doesn't set with me.
Okay. Are there any other ones?
What that I wish
that
weren't
you,
there?
Yeah, that you think we should retire. I have three more.
Keep going.
Here's another one.
I would have thought of
the dollar dance. Have you ever heard of the dollar dance? I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because it gives the bride and groom a little bit of money.
You dance with either one of them,
but
and
you
give
pay.
Them a,
yeah, yeah. You pay somebody.
Cute.
It's okay.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
Here's one. Is phones at weddings?
No.
That phones need to go away at weddings.
Okay. They did this at the wedding on Sunday and I loved it. So the young man that officiated the wedding got up, you know, he had his little folder and he got up and he welcomed everyone and he gave some instructions. And then the last instruction he gave was, the bride and groom would like to ask you to silence or turn off your cell phones and to please not take any pictures to enjoy it with your, I love this part. They said they would like to request that you enjoy this wedding with your eyes and not your screens.
Oh, I love that.
And I didn't see anyone with their phone out
That's
or taking
awesome.
Pictures, but I have been, which I think this is so incredibly rude. And if you do this, yes, I'm saying that you're behaving rudely. Is I have heard them give instructions like that or even have it written when you're entering and people still do it.
Well, listen, I have a friend, Mike, our friend Mike Myers. He's helped us with our live events. He is a wedding photographer. He does weddings as well. He when you're a photographer and you're paying, if you're a bride and groom and you're paying a lot of money for a really good photographer, what we don't need to see is phones up by your face when they're trying to get pictures of the bride and groom.
It's so true.
Like nobody needs that. And then somebody like Mike's probably sitting behind a screen trying to figure out how to take it out. Cause listen, when the bride and groom want to have like an 11x14 on their fireplace mantle of them smooching in their beautiful garb. They don't want
your phone,
you know, your
way.
Hand and your phone covering up their face.
I mean, I really thought, and I think it also warrants saying this. If there's a photographer there taking video and taking pictures, there's going to be a video or a picture that you can share.
Right.
If you so choose when the time comes.
Right.
Because also if I'm the bride, I want to share those instead of my 67-year-old aunt sharing pictures and videos of my wedding before I even have my good pictures out.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
I just think especially if it's said to you or written somewhere for you to put your phone away and not have it out, I think it's incredibly insensitive and rude to have it out anyway. Don't do it.
Okay, here's the last one is a trend we need to ditch is, have you ever seen the trash the dress trend?
Yes.
People are like, oh, let's stop that. You're paying a lot of money for a dress. You might have kids that want to see it someday. And listen, I don't know everyone's motivation. I don't know. But,
Well, I mean, I think sometimes people do it for the pictures, because I know photographers often will take the pictures of the trash to the dress. But I think there are too many things out there now. I mean, we live in a world with Etsy in it. So you could literally find someone on Etsy that repurposes and does unbelievably incredible things with your wedding dress.
Yeah, that's true.
And not trash it. Yeah. So I kind of agree that.
Listen, you might want to give it to somebody someday.
Yeah, you might.
Like your daughter might.
Yeah, you might. And actually, a house that we purchased, a renovation house we purchased, the lady had left her wedding dress in the bag. I'm telling you, it was in perfect shape. I actually loved the dress. It was white and pink. It was beautiful, a lot of tulle and long and gorgeous. And I took it to our wedding shop downtown.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful wedding shop here in our town, downtown. Is that
the Ivory Room?
Yes, the Ivory Room. And the lady there, hey,
did you know the Ivory Room? They listen to us.
Ivory Room, if you are listening.
Did you know that?
Yes.
They listen
she
to
told
us.
Me.
I love her.
Yeah. Well, she follows me. Well, I hope she still follows me on Instagram. She follows me on Instagram. And when I walked up, she's like, oh my gosh, you're Leah Miller. And I'm like,
she's
yes.
awesome.
And she has a friend who repurposes and redesigns previously owned and lightly used wedding dresses. And she basically redoes them and
that's
makes
awesome.
Another. Yes. And so she was thrilled to get that dress to give to her friend. So I do think there are other ways we can repurpose instead of trashing it. But
100%.
You know, but I have yet to speak to somebody who did a trash the dress. Trash. What do they call it?
Trash the dress. Yeah.
Trash the dress. So I kind of like to know.
Yeah, maybe
like
there's a reason.
The reason.
Okay,
know,
so
hey,
here's what.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got to tell you another thing I'm loving that people do at weddings. I love that the bride, sometimes Jaden did this. She went and changed in this adorable silk romper to dance. So I love to see some of that. Like they take the wedding dress off because it might be,
who knows, or
form-fitting, uncomfortable, not easy to dance in. She went and changed.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I like that.
So Leanne, as someone who has eloped.
Yes.
Someone who has been to a lot of weddings.
Yes.
If there's someone maybe planning a wedding with their kids or thinking about a wedding, what are some things that you would say make sure you maybe either advice or things that you think they should incorporate into their weddings?
I think that if budget is an issue, do without those things before you tell yourself that you need to do them all. Like if you're like, oh, we can't afford all these flowers, so we're going to do the flowers ourselves. Do less flowers and have something to do them. Because really, you do want to be present and you do want to enjoy your day. You want to remember your day. And I think if you're working right up until the time you get married, it's just hard. Mm-hmm. I also think it's important with the food to really have people in place, like the caterer in place that's really experienced in that area and knows what they're doing and can really pull it off. You know, so I've been to some weddings where they've almost ran out of food. I've been to some weddings that people have waited over an hour to get up and eat. I went to a wedding.
Not an Amish wedding.
No, not an Amish
wedding. They have it down to a science.
I went to a wedding, someone at the church we used to go to, and we actually waited 2 hours and still were not fed food, our food, and we left and went and ate somewhere because it was getting, you know, there's a point, there's a crossover point. Like if you wait 40 minutes, 45 minutes, that's normal, you know, and you see the line moving and it's okay. But if you're waiting and you don't see anything happening, there's a crossover point where it starts to feel uncomfortable and it starts to feel like, okay, this, like they've done the toasts, they've done the videos, they've done the introductions, they've done all the things, and everyone is still waiting to be fed. We just were like, you know what? we came to the wedding. We wish them well. Right. We're just going to go. We're just going to go eat somewhere because 2 hours is too long to wait to eat.
Okay. Here's what I would say is if you're planning a wedding, think of those things that are really going to be memorable to you and make sure those are a priority. So if you want to honor family members that have passed away or maybe you have something in your cultural tradition that you want to bring in. So maybe you have Jewish heritage you want to incorporate in your wedding. Or maybe you are from a different country or have family from a different country. Mm-hmm. Think about those special things that you really want to make meaningful. Mm-hmm. Think about the people you want to stand with you. I think sometimes we do that just flippantly. But I loved, you know, the people that stood with us. I loved the things that we did.
Yeah, what sticks out to you about your wedding day? Like what?
When
what
I think about my wedding, I feel like it was a party. First of all,
very fun.
We had great people around us.
Very organized. It was your mother-in-law, man.
And also,
she had binders.
Yeah,
she had Tupperwares.
Yeah,
like tubs.
For us, we were really present in the moment. So we were dancing. You know, we danced. Mallory and I. Now, this might be controversial to some people. Mallory and I shut down the dance floor. I mean, we did not run out of there. We danced with our friends.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so I have no regrets about that.
You know, something that at this last wedding did that I thought was really clever is on their invitations and on the website. Now I love that there's websites.
That is pretty cool.
There was a section that talked about the dancing, and there was a sentence in there that said, after 7 p.m., music will be uncensored. And I, you know, because a lot of people take their little kids out onto the dance floor. I mean, it's very popular for little kids to be dancing on the dance floor. And I thought that was
that was mindful.
Yeah. Very mindful.
Very,
very much so. Yeah. Because really, truly some music is not for
like
a child.
Yeah.
Not for a child. Oh no, there's way worse than that. I have learned, but after, you know, 7 o'clock, then you have the choice. That, hey, the kids, you know, let's take the kids home.
Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, I think this is a great conversation. It's kind of fun to think about weddings.
Yes.
I haven't thought about my wedding in a while.
I'm so excited.
I know.
There's a wedding coming in our family.
That's right. You're planning.
So excited. Hey, let's talk about food. What do you want to say about food?
Well, Ian, I was listening to recent podcasts.
Okay.
And I feel like I can't stress this enough.
Okay.
I'd like for you to add something to this.
Okay.
But
okay.
I would like to say this again.
Okay.
Number one, I have two more weeks to say this. Buy your pumpkin. Because Libby's there's only a certain amount.
Listen, I blame you that I went to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market to get my pumpkin and it was all gone. And
this is
Matt. This is Matt encouraging everybody to go buy their pumpkin. And so now there's no pumpkin
Good.
On the shelf.
I'm glad because you know what? Ida and Ruth are at home and they have their pumpkin under lock and key ready for Thanksgiving. Here's the other thing. Nuts. Let's talk about nuts.
Oh, the nuts at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, they're priced so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, if you are local to Ohio, it is worth coming to a trip before the holidays and getting that stuff. It really is.
I know.
And also,
this time of year, we use a lot of pecans. And then sometimes we'll put cashews and like mix. If we make chocolates, we'll mix the leftover chocolate with some nuts.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Yes. And I will say that Walnut Creek Cheese and Market has a lovely array of gift boxes. Lots of gift boxes at their place.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so if you don't know what to send someone, listen,
food.
Send people
food. Food.
Yeah, like send people cheese.
It's true. It's such a good choice, truly.
I know. And when we have, I don't know if we've ever said this, but when we have guests on the podcast, which we're having one coming up, but let's not talk about it too much.
No, we're not going to even say who it is yet. We're going to wait till next week.
But we're so excited. We have a guest coming up.
A really, really good guest.
So excited. We have certain things we like to send them that we're like, these are kind of staples of Walnut Creek foods.
Yes.
So for us, I always say peanut butter fluff.
Yes.
Or peanut
and
butter
spread.
And I
love the seedless jams.
Yes.
The seedless black raspberry, the seedless red raspberry, any of the cheeses. Any or all of the cheeses. And you can ship cheese. Now, if you're going to ship cheese and you're going to and you're going to ship it somewhere that's 120 honey,
right, like Africa,
and 20 degrees, right, and it's going to be sitting in a warehouse, then no. But if you ship cheese now this time of year, it's fine.
Minnesota,
it's fine.
Listen, here's the other funny thing I haven't told you this week. Last week, I got a text on Thursday from a coworker, Alyssa, and her mom listens to the podcast. They were shopping at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market in Walnut Creek and came across our poster and our little display, and she took a picture next to it. And then my Aunt Mary, I call it the shrine. Aunt Mary and Uncle Larry went to Amish country for her birthday last week. And on Friday, she texted me a picture of them next to the shrine.
Oh, that is so great. And listen, Matt, another thing that I wanted to shout it from the mountaintops is our coffee. These Are Good Days Coffee Blend made its television debut.
It sure did.
You can buy it at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. You can buy it online. I have a link in my bio on my Instagram, but you can go to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and buy it there. It makes a wonderful gift for the holidays.
It really does.
Or take it to somebody for Thanksgiving, yes, as a Circe gift.
I love Circe gifts.
Yeah, Circe
gifts. And you know what? It's fresh. That's what I love about it. It's not sitting on a shelf.
It's so good.
When you order it, it comes out that week. You know, it's not like Amazon 2-day shipping.
Right.
You know, because good things come to those who wait.
But it's fast.
But it is fast, but it is fresh.
Yeah.
And you can guarantee it hasn't been sitting on a shelf
for
weeks or months.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
So anyway, if you need anything for the holiday season, a pound of These Are Good Days coffee or 10 pounds of it, or if you need nuts or stuff for your charcuterie board or even a gift box to give to somebody or take to someone's house, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market has you covered for some great, great things to just share with the people you love this holiday season. Hey, well, thanks for joining us all in this conversation about weddings, a little bit of a walk down memory lane, a little bit of advice, and a whole lot of laughter. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.